The following is a talk given during an initiation ceremony by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on January 22, 1995 in Bangalore, Karnataka, India.
Kakuro divacha lang pangurlanga yate giring yat kipa tamahang bande sigurung dinatadinang yat kipa tamahang bande paramananda madhavam si chaitanya ishwaram jai sisi nitai gora ki sisi krishna balarama ki nitai go premanandi hari Om Tat Sat. Now today we're assembled here during this auspicious festival, which is a continuance of the Ratam Mahotsavam of Sri Sri Krishna Balaramam. And by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has instructed that Krishna Bhakti should be spread all over the world to every town and village. The Sankirtan movement is spreading. Many devotees are becoming awakened to their eternal duties and eternal constitutional position as a servitor of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. We are born in the world in ignorance. We don't know our spiritual identity, our spiritual position. But by the mercy of spiritual guidance, gradually we are revealed. It is revealed to us our actual spiritual position, constitutional position. So the spiritual master is glorified because he opens the vision through of the disciple. The disciple, as you've understood from so many instructions earlier, is serving Lord Sri Krishna through the via media of the Guru and the disciplic succession. The mercy also comes down from Krishna through the Guru and the disciplic succession. Just like the electricity for these lights and fans is coming from some powerhouse or hydraulic generation station or something situated at quite some distance from here. But the connection is almost immediate. For practical purposes, it seems like it's immediate. Similarly, the mercy coming down from Krishna through the Guru Parampara just comes immediate. You don't notice any difference. It's just happening simultaneously. But it does come down in that manner. Disciples should never think that now I'm more advanced, I don't need my spiritual master. Even if someone may apparently have more, have acquired more knowledge of Shastra, or Sanskrit. Even if such a case might be there, in history we found that Lord Chaitanya, he had many associates, and there was a case where one of his associates had a disciple who was quite simple. He was not very highly educated in Sanskrit, but he had understood the pure devotional mood. But he had a disciple who was a big pundit. And that pundit didn't want to mention the name of his guru because his guru was not such a big pundit. His guru's guru was a big pundit. So he would, when asked who his guru was, he wouldn't tell his own guru's name. He would tell his guru's name, his param guru's name. When Lord Nityananda's son, Vyachandra Prabhu, heard about that, he said, this is such a great offense. He doesn't recognize that whatever learning, whatever mercy he's gotten is only because of the connection through the Guru Parampara, through his Guru. And so what effect he's trying to jump over his Guru, and that is a Guru Avagya, that's a great offense. And therefore, he gave the order to Srinivas Acharya to write out an excommunication edict, excommunicating him from the Sampradaya. So it's a very serious matter that we understand how the mercy is coming down. We don't remove anybody from any link in the Sampradaya, that the mercy is coming down like that. So in the humble mood, we serve Guru, and by serving Guru, that service is going to Krishna. Krishna is pleased and he gives mercy to the disciple. Somehow the disciple is advancing. But that's all by the mercy of Krishna and the previous acharyas. So we need to link ourselves up with the disciplic succession. That disciple has a option and a freedom, free will, from whom they want to connect to the disciplic succession. Of course, everyone has free will whether they want to serve Krishna or not. Once someone decides that they want to serve Krishna, then they have to find the disciplic succession to serve Krishna. Then they have to find a guru in the disciplic succession. And this way the progress can be very quick. Then there's a test period. The disciple practices devotional service and it tests their own determination, tests whether the process is working for them, and this way they're testing their guru. Because by following the orders of their guru under his shelter, if they're experiencing some progress in their spiritual life, then they know. Just like you go to a doctor, you take the medicine. If the medicine cures you, then you'll know the doctor is good. If the medicine doesn't work, then you won't stay with the doctor. So initially there's a period where someone can try out the medicine without taking any formal commitment, simply by informally taking shelter, or by even informally following the process. And this is what we are encouraging everyone, to first chant Hare Krishna, practice Bhakti Yoga, take the guidance of Srila Prabhupada's instructions. He's being assisted by many different spiritual masters and sannyasis, and preachers, disciples and grand disciples. And by taking their guidance, you can advance, anyone can advance in Krishna consciousness. If someone sees that, yes, I'm advancing, the process is working for me, then you know that, well, the medicine is effective. Then to take further advancement, one takes shelter of one of Prabhupada's representative gurus, and then proceeds with carrying out his instructions to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and engage in Krishna's service. So here we have the great gift, the great mercy of Lord Krishna and Balaram, that they are personally descended from the spiritual world in their Archa avatar form, so that we can worship them and get purified. So the Lords have come down, and we want to give them a wonderful place to be glorified and to worship them, and so that people can also understand more about their transcendental nature. So the devotees are all working enthusiastically to construct the temple and preaching facility for Sri Sri Krishna and Balaram. So even before the big temple and preaching facility is ready, so many devotees are coming forward, taking advantage. Actually, we don't need to wait for a big temple to preach. We can, even Lord Chaitanya just preached by walking by foot. But since there are people who have the capability of helping and rendering a service to the Lord by contributing their might, so this is a way of engaging everyone and eventually having a wider impact. So there may be many services we do for the Guru, whether it's help him in any project he's doing, or whether it's helping in any simple service, whether cooking or cleaning or translating or distributing books. Whatever service we do, doesn't matter what the service is, we consider that this service I'm offering to my Guru. We may be in the Guru's zone or outside his zone. We may be in, if he happens to have a geographic area, we may be in the temple he's situated or any other temple. We may be in his physical proximity or we may be living in a distant place. But nonetheless, all our service we offer to Krishna through the Guru and the Guru Parampara. And whatever advancement we make, we consider this all by the mercy of Guru. Even when the Guru physically leaves this site, he leaves his mortal frame, that still we have to carry on the taking the, following the order of the Guru. Under any normal circumstance, we should never give up the shelter of the Guru. And eternally we carry out his instructions and serve. And this way Krishna is very pleased to see that someone is serving the spiritual master with this type of determination. So the first step is to take initiation. There are many preliminary steps, but this is a step where one is making that commitment to the whole disciplic succession to carry out these instructions for one's life, not only this present life, but even afterwards. So this is a very big commitment to follow these rules and regulations and to chant 16 rounds of japa every day. By taking this commitment, Krishna reciprocates and he extends his protection to the devotees. So we have to always stay under that protection. It's like the Lakshman Rekha. That's very famous in the Ramayana. The orders of the Guru are the protective circle. That if we stay within that, then we are protected. If we go outside, then we're at our own risk. But Maya may also test us. Just like Ravana was trying to entice Sita to come out, by hook or by crook. So like by hook or by crook, Maya may also try to test our determination and see whether she can trick us to leave the shelter of Guru. Of course, even if somehow or another we get tricked by Maya, we have the option because, of course, Ravana just took away Sita. Hopefully, Maya will not be so effective. As soon as you walk out of the Lake Rekha, if unfortunately that would ever happen, you realize to jump back in as soon as possible. This only prize of chitya is to again go back in Krishna bhakti under the guidance of Guru. If someone makes a mistake and gets kicked by Maya, or Maya has the way to try to trick someone, when they make a mistake, then she gives them a kick. Ha ha! I got you that time. Because her purpose is to really train us. But her training is the hard way. Prabhupada said that it's like the, well, there are many examples, but we're already over time. But so we have to be very careful not to get tricked by Maya, and no matter what, to always remain under the shelter of Guru. So we take the initiation, doesn't mean only connection with our Guru, but with the whole disciplic succession, and Prabhupada is our founder, Acharya, of this branch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine spiritual tree. So we accept Srila Prabhupada's teachings and instructions. He's also instructed everyone to cooperate together in the family of Krishna consciousness, to be guided by the wisdom of the governing body commission in practical and spiritual matters. And so many other practical instructions he's given for our spiritual progress. These are explained by the individual guru to the disciple. But disciples need to also respect the godbrothers of the guru and all Vaishnavas, very carefully avoiding offenses and avoiding neglect of their own spiritual life. But this is a very big commitment, and it's totally voluntary. So if those who have been sitting here after hearing all the lectures from Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj and everyone, all the thinking about all the commitments and the responsibilities involved in taking initiation, if you have a change of heart and would like to wait for some more time, this is your last chance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nobody's moving. Looks like they want to go forward with the ceremony. The system is to offer the obeisances. So here, you could offer your obeisances like this. You should never, well, the offer obeisance to the guru should never show your feet to Krishna. So, or to anyone, like Prabhupada. So you could offer in this way, I guess. This way or this way. There's a best way this way. Since there's also a deity installed in the clay pot. You've done the pujas? So, we have here Subodh. Is your wife here? Hare Krishna. What are the four regulative principles that you're going to follow for the rest of your life, whole life? And how many, so try to avoid all these things diligently. And how many rounds will you chant as a minimum every day? With all your support. What is Subodh service present for the temple? Anyone like to make a mention? And I hear his wife is also regularly chanting and advancing very quickly also. So when one member takes initiation, it's a blessing for the whole family also. So your name means that you're the servitor of Lord Krishna. He's the supreme intelligence also. Your name is Subodhi Krishna Das Adhikari. Our Bhakta Venkatesh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. What are the four regular principles you'll adhere to, avoiding which activities? And how many times japa? Want to mention anything about this service? Preaching. So, actually Venkatesh is like a kind of a dak nam. His name was Srinivas. So we're keeping something similar to that, but which is the name of Lord Chaitanya. Your name is Shivas Gaura Das Brahmachari. Hare Krishna. Archana. Hare Krishna. What are the four regular principles that you follow your whole life? Meat eating, meaning meat, fish, egg, onion, and garlic. Right? Technically, it's Amish. And how many japa, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra per day? Hare Krishna. I'd like to mention about our service. So, it's difficult giving a spiritual name. Everybody already has spiritual names. Archana is also a type of name, one of the nine processes of devotional service. Of course, we should worship the Lord. So your name means that you are the servitor of the worship of Lord Krishna, which gives us immortality, eternal nectar. Your name is Amrita Archana Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna. You can also bow to Prabhupada. Then we have Aparna. What are the four regular principles you follow for your whole life? And how many times japa per day is a minimum? Your name means you're this, well, Aparna is a housewife, and many housewives are here, and she's not able to live in the same city with a temple, but she has temple in her house, and shares with she's chanting Hare Krishna and worshipping Krishna, and whenever she gets the opportunity, she's been serving in Madras, visiting in Bangalore. Recently she was in London and she had to take care of her child's health there. And she was helping in the South London Temple as well. She's been chanting now for over 3 years. So her husband requested her that she should take initiation. I had. We like if husband and wife can take together, but sometimes one is a little bit ahead, so, and that's also a blessing for the whole family. So your name is, means you're the servitor of the inconceivable pure devotion to Lord Krishna. It's also name of Radharani. Your name is Apara Bhakti Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna. Yes. Hare Krishna. I didn't know I hear, otherwise I had him come up. Then we have, maybe the two of you can come because she doesn't know English. You can help to translate. Both Sita Bai and Shobha. The neck beads have been tied on. Something fell there. What fell? Something fell. Old. What are the four principles that you follow for whole life? She said no intoxication. And And how many times japa per day? A minimum, what's the minimum per day? See, it's 48 today. 16. So she's the mother of our Muralidhar. Where is he? Muralidhar Krishna. Hare Krishna. We've all. So you want to say anything about your mother's service? What devotional service she's doing? All deity services. Very nice. So, you already have named Sita, so we're giving one of the sastranams of Sita also, which means that she is the servitor of Lord Ram. So your name is Sevika Sita Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna. You'd like to say what Shobha is doing also in Hubli? She's in Darwar. Book distribution. She's doing preaching. They also have kirtan in the house. She attends also the Hubli program. Hare Krishna. What are the four regular principles you'll follow all life? And how many japas per day minimum? So your name is self-explanatory. Your name is Sobha Radhika Devi Dasi. Servitor of the beautiful Radharani. Hare Krishna. You like the microphone? Bring in the microphone. Whenever he says swaha, then you know it. Throw the grains in without showing your fingernails, middle finger and thumb.